بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، الحمد لله we have the next two hadith that we wish to discuss. The first hadith is a hadith found in Sahih Muslim. It's a hadith of Hamza ibn Amr al-Aslami رضي الله عنه أنه قال يا رسول الله أجل بي قوة على الصيام في السفر فهل علي جناح؟ وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هي رخصة من الله تعالى فمن أخذ بها فحسن ومن أحب أن يصوم فلا جناح عليه. والحديث الثاني عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال رخص للشيخ الكبير أن يفطر ويطعم عن كل يوم مسكينا ولا قضاء عليه. وهذا الحديث رواه الدارقطني وقال هذا إسلام الصحيح، والحاكم قال صحيح على شرط البخاري. So the first hadith that we wish to discuss today is a hadith of Hamza ibn Amr al-Aslami. And within this narration, he radiallahu anhu states, O Messenger of Allah, I find that within myself I have strength whilst travelling and fasting. So is there anything upon me? Yani anything upon me by way of disobedience? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that it is an allowance from Allah to break the fast. So whoever takes that allowance, then that within that is good. And whoever prefers to fast, then there is no sin upon the individual, no blame upon the individual. The second hadith is a hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and the narration of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, where he mentions that it's permitted for the Shaykh al-Kabir, so the individual that has reached old age, to break the fast, right, to not fast, and in place of that, feed a miskin, feed an impoverished individual for every day. وَلَا قَضَىٰ عَلِهِ. And there's no qada, it's not upon him to make up that fast. And this narration is recorded by Dharqutni in Sunan. And Dharqutni mentions that the isnad is sahih. And likewise is mentioned by Hakim in his book Mustadrak. And Hakim mentions that this hadith or this narration is upon the conditions of Bukhari. And so, within these two narrations, we have two separate, yani, hukums, right? Two separate rulings that are outlined. So the first narration mentions, yani, the rukhsa lil musafir. So the one that's the musafir, the one that's the traveler, he has the allowance, na'am, to break the fast. So if he's a fasting individual and then he's traveling, he has allowance to break the fast. Naam. We're in wajad. Min nafsihi quwwa fa innahu yasum wa la haraj alayh. And if, however, he finds that he has quwwa, he has strength, and so he has the ability to continue to fast whilst traveling, then la haraj. There's no, yani, blame upon him to continue to fast. So essentially, what we understand, barakallahu feekum, is that the individual, if he's traveling, yani, he has the choice. It's a choice to fast, it's a choice to break the fast. And whilst there is good in breaking the fast, and essentially the person taking the rukhsa, the person taking the allowance that is given and afforded to him, he also has the ability to continue to fast. And it's not blameworthy, he continues too fast in that regard. And so, now if he takes that rukhsa, then that rukhsa is in regards to if he's in the hal or safar, so he's traveling. And what is understood from Mr. Sheikh Zaydi mentions, أَعَلِي سَفَرَ الطَّاعَ وَالْمَبَاهِ فَهُوَ الْأَفْضَلِ. Now, so he's referring to the safar, the traveling, which is the safar of ta'a, so the person is traveling for an action of ta'ah, for obedience, yani ibadah, or action of khayr, or he's traveling in a manner which is mubah. So he's traveling, but that journey is one which is permissible to the permissible journey. And then in this regard, the person that takes that allowance, it is better for him. It's better for him to take that allowance that is afforded to him, as Allah Ta'ala has given him the allowance in that regard. And the iftar for safar fi dahar Ramadan rukhsa min Allah li ibadihi yanbaghi lil muslim an ya'khudhu biha. And so this breaking of the fast through the day of Ramadan for the traveler is an allowance from Allah that he has bestowed upon the Muslims. And so it's befitting that the Muslim takes that. He takes that allowance. And this, by him adhering to that allowance and taking it, I break in the fast while traveling, then within that is shukr, within that is gratitude for his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the ni'am and gratitude that Allah Ta'ala bestowed mercy upon him in that allowance. Na'am. وَلَا يُجُوز لَهُمْ أَنْ يُقَابِلُوهَا بِالرَّدْ يعني بِالرَّدْ لَهَا أو الْاِعْتِرَادْ عَلَيْهَا. And so, what is not permissible, however, is that the person, the way that he deals with that rukhsa is that he rejects it. So his response to the rukhsa, his response to that allowance is rejection. Now, as we mentioned, the hukum is that he may take that allowance or he may continue to fast. However, what is not permissible for him to do is reject the allowance. I reject this hukum. I reject that it's an allowance in the first place. For indeed, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed that upon him. And as we mentioned, that which is better for him to take it. But if he doesn't take it, there's no blame upon him. However, when it becomes blameworthy is if he rejects it. Now, if he rejects it. And reality is that, why? Because this is taysir. This is an action that brings about ease and rahmah and mercy from any form of mashaqqa, any form of hardship for the one that is fasting. Now, and so, the fact that we've been bestowed with that, the person should treat that and take that with muhabba, with qubool. That a person, they meet that with, and they accept it, they have a complete acceptance, and have love for that as well. And so, as is mentioned, there's jawaz and amrain. Both things are permissible. Al-fitr fi safar, yani breaking the fast while traveling, wa sawm fihi bila mashaq. All a person continues to fast, yani whilst they don't have any hardship, they do not affect, or they do not experience any hardships. وَهَذَا بِاتِّفَاقُ الْعُلَمَاء. And the scholars, they agree upon that. There's agreement upon that. نَعَمْ وَاَخْتَلَفُوا فِي الْأَفْضَلِ. So they agree that the person may break the fast or they may continue to fast. And what they differ upon, however, is what is the better thing to do. نَعَمْ وَلَا الرَّاجِحَ حَنَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى knows best is الْفِطْرُ أَفْضَلُ. And the rajih, now that which is better, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, is breaking the fast, is after. So the one that's traveling, and he has the ability to break the fast, then it's better for him to break that fast, and Allah ta'ala knows best. That's in relation to the first hadith, yani the hadith of Hamza ibn Amr al-Aslami. The second hadith, which is a narration of Ibn Abbas, what we understand the hukum from this, is that the fitr, from Ramadan, the Shaykh al-Kabir, or Mar'a Kabir. So, in relation to the break of the fast in Ramadan, the one that is in old age, the elderly man or the elderly woman, they're permitted to break the fast. Now, why? Because they do not have the ability to fast anymore. So their old age has now prevented them from fasting. ومثلهما المريض الذي لا يرجع برأه. And so the example of the two is the murid, the one that's ill, And it's not anticipated that he's going to be cured of that illness. And he has a chronic illness. So the Sheikh al-Kabir, so the elderly man or the elderly woman, is like the one that has the chronic illness. And that chronic illness prevents them from fasting. And so in this scenario, they have the ability to break the fast, i.e. not fast, yani. They eat, they can continue to eat during the days of Ramadan. And in response to that, they feed the miskeen. Now, for every day that they do not fast, they feed the poor individual. وَلَا قَضَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ. And there's no qada. So it's not upon them to make up the fast. Naam. So if you have the individual, for example, he has an illness, but the illness is mu'akkad. Naam. So that illness is one which is regarded as being temporary. But that illness prevents them from fasting. In that scenario, they can break the fast. They're permitted to break the fast. However, in that scenario as well, they have to make it up at a later date. But in this scenario we're discussing here, whether it be the elderly individual or whether it be the person that has the chronic illness, then with that, they do not need to make up anything from the fast, and they suffice with the fidya, yani paying for the miskin. And so we understand from this, yani, the reason why these two narrations are mentioned together is because they both discuss the affair of the rukhsa. They both discuss the affair of the allowance being given for the one that breaks the fast. And so if the person has that allowance and they afforded that allowance, it's better for them to take it. Better for them to take it. And if now, for whatever reason, they have the ability to still fast, for example, the person's traveling, but he believes he can still fast, for that batch, he can still continue to fast. What is not upon him to do, and what is not permissible for him to do, however, is to reject that ruling. Now, so for example, you may see that an individual is traveling, and he makes inkar of the one that breaks the fast, that is also travelling. Naam, so he rejects what he's doing and rebukes him because he's breaking the fast. This is to some degree a rad or hukum, in the rejection of that particular ruling. And so rather, the person has the ability to fast and continue to fast, or they can break their fast in that regard. Allah Ta'ala knows best. Wa naktafi barakallahu fikum bihadha al-qadr. Jazakum Allah khaira. وصلى الله وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.